Insects run the planet. Humans are only along for the ride. Don't believe me? Just ask the farmers in northern Africa dealing with the roving hordes of locusts. The swarms are in the tens of billions and stretch hundreds of miles long, eating everything in sight. Or those trying to cope with the stink bug epidemic that has now swept across 33 states in America. And in Scotland, they experienced an explosion of biting midges, almost 1,000 times the number that they normally experience after the winter thaw. The moral of these apocalyptic anecdotes? When the insects want to take over, they do. But the human connection with bugs hasn't always been bad. After all, our population is booming just as much as theirs is. In the modern era, the human population doubles every 100 years. From an existential view, neither we nor the bugs are doing anything wrong. We're just coexisting, right? Living out the divine right of evolutionary adaptation. Well, on this episode of the Insect News Network, I examine the coexistence and interdependence between humans and bugs for all the good, bad, and the bugly. It's a lecture I've given many times before, and this is a recording from the UC Davis Art and Technocultural Studies Department this past June. The show is really a rallying cry for the insect tribe as we delve into cultural entomology. I address the amazing inspiration and innovation that can arise from the human-insect connection, as well as some of the more profound ancient artifacts and mythologies that suggest that maybe the relationship has a slightly more ethereal bent. The influences have a contemporary context as well. For example, Will Wright, the creator of the Sim video game series, said he got the idea for The Sims while working on Sim Ant, which was inspired by E.O. Wilson's writing on the amazing machinations of ant colonies. This insect inspiration led to the development of the greatest video game franchise of all time, with over 150 million copies sold and a place in the Guinness Book of World Records. Along the way, I cover a lot of facts and figures, as well as the fun, the fascinating, the profound, and even the sublime, because that's what the Insect News Network is all about. I invite you to come along for the ride on this 29th episode of The In. Go to our website, insectnewsnetwork.com, and type in #29. That's number 29 into the search bar. And be sure to sign up for our newsletter, The Periodical Buzz, because remember, it's not just about the bugs, it's about you and me. Imagine that.